final inspections for the Sierra Leone flagship carrying Ukrainian grain. It's heading to Lebanon, where there's been food shortages and high prices for months. Russian, Ukrainian, Turkish and UN officials check the cargo while the ship docked in Istanbul. They're part of the Joint Coordination Center that was set up here after a deal to resume Ukrainian grain exports last month.
The most famine nation state with respect to the grain shortage is Lebanon. 81% of grains, depending on the Ukrainian grains.
Carrying nearly 27,000 tons of corn, the ship departed the Ukrainian port of Odessa on Monday. An estimated 20 million tons of grain has been stuck in Ukraine since the start of war.
This ship behind me is not the first commercial vessel to transfer Ukraine's trapped grains throughout the five-month war, but it's also a sign the UN-brokered grain deal signed last month is working. Hundreds of ships will now follow the same route and method to export Ukrainian grain and fertilizer to ease global food shortage. UN and Turkish officials hope the agreement can lead to a ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine.
The vessel's journey along the newly established maritime humanitarian corridor in the Black Sea has been a complex but historical achievement for the Joint Coordination Center. But for Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, it's more complicated.
Thanks to the UN partnership with Turkey, we've had the first ship delivery of grain. But it's still nothing. We hope it's a tendency that will continue. The consequences of this war are horrible, not only for Ukraine, but for the world.
Now it's good to go for the ship carrying critical food supplies. It crossed Turkey's Bosphorus Strait and heading towards the Mediterranean. Three ports in Ukraine are due to resume the export of millions more tons of wheat, corn and other crops. Zeynep Kösoğlu, Al Jazeera, Istanbul.